and welcome to my podcast. I shouldn't say this, but my name is Katie Leeson and I'm Managing Director of Social Chain UK. And I am back with a little solo episode plus special guest from Karen the Therapist. And I want to talk to you today a little bit about a topic that has come up, and that is comparison. I definitely feel like I have looked at friends, looked at family members, looked at work colleagues and compared where I am as a success metric. And that for me is something that has definitely impacted my happiness along the way. Even more so now, I think that 2020 and 2021, being in lockdown, looking at everyone's lives, looking at what everyone has managed to do, even though everyone's slowed down, there has been an increase in comparison of the way that you live at home. So I thought it would be an amazing topic to talk about why we compare ourselves, comparing our past selves with our current selves, comparing ourselves to others, and give you a little bit about comparison. And then also talk to you a little bit about my experience with comparison and the things that it's done to me, how it's impacted my life. And then a nice, amazing section with Karen where she talks about the actual psychology around comparison. One thing that comparison has always brought to me, and later on in life, especially as a woman in my 30s, it's a constant comparison point between building your career and getting married and having kids. So what is comparison and why do we do it? Comparison is essentially examining or looking for a difference between two things. Where the real problem lies is when we start to compare ourselves to others and also perhaps our previous selves. Our relationships with other people might actually bring meaning to our lives, and having family, friends, colleagues, it's so normal. So why is it that we continue to have a tendency to make assumptions about others that detrimentally affect us? In essence, we're designed to understand ourselves, and this capacity for self-reflection is one of the defining characteristics of our species. Sometimes our comparisons can be aesthetic, wishing we were the same height as him or having the same hair as her, but more often it's about something the other person is capable of doing that we wish we could do too. Not only do we naturally want to be better than them, but the unconscious realization that we aren't often becomes self-destructive. Comparisons between people are a real recipe for unhappiness. And to top it all off, we're now flooded by social media, making it easier than ever to constantly find someone better to compare ourselves to, which only serves to make us feel worse about ourselves. Since comparison is a fundamental human impulse, there's no real way of turning it off completely, but if we can understand what causes it, what to watch out for, we may be able to keep the negative effects under wraps and amplify the good, both online and offline. I've definitely struggled with comparison throughout my whole life. In primary school, you're looking at people, why are they not friends with me? Why have they got more friends? Throughout uni, you compare your grades and your school, you compare your results that you get into other people and you wonder why you're not doing as well as them. Then when you get to your first job, you look at how people who started at the same time as you, maybe they're getting promoted in a different team and you're not getting promoted. And I definitely have felt that. In the last 12 months, I think the shift has definitely been around the fact that I've been living on my own. It's been quite tough, really, to look at people with families and see that I'm on my own in the house, and it gets quite lonely. So I think my comparison with people in that respect has kind of been exasperated, but I do really massively appreciate the fact that I can sit in silence without having people shouting me constantly while they're stuck at home. So it's a really weird feeling for me, because I'm definitely torn between feeling incredibly grateful that I'm not having to do homeschooling and I've not got little people running around who need your attention while you're trying to do work. But on the flip side of that, in the moments when you're not as busy, it can be incredibly lonely. My worst time for comparison was when all of my school friends that I'm still friends with now all had children at around the same time. So there was a period of about 3 or 4 years when they were all having kids and getting married, and I was in a very different place. And I really, really struggled with that. I think that it was possibly one of the hardest times in my life, because I was working Monday to Friday. They were off either on maternity leave or they were working 4 days a week, and they all used to get together on a Monday. So I felt like I was missing out there. And then I used to go to all of the kids' birthday parties on my own, turn up with a present. They're all there with their kids and their families and their husbands. It's so easy to compare yourself and where you are and feel like you're a failure because you're not at that point. And I definitely felt like that. And I didn't even stop to have a look at the successes that I was having in my own career. I just felt this massive void of not being able to keep up with everybody else. So comparison has really had a negative effect on my life, and it impacted just pretty much everything, because I never felt like I was good enough because I was getting older, and I always was a bit worried that I'd never have what they had. It doesn't help though at all, and to stop and really think about what my drivers are massively helped me with this, what I want from life and whether I would have been happy to have a child at that point. And in reality, I wouldn't. So when I stopped to think about it, I've actually helped myself, because I've realized that I wasn't ready. It wasn't the right time for me. And there are things that I wanted to do before I started having a family and building that side of my life. And I should be very proud of what I've built in my career. And that comparison was stopping that. I don't think that I've ever really compared Katie with Katie. I know a lot of friends with kids probably would be comparing today's person with single person, but I've never really done that to myself. But I do know that it's common. And I think personally that women compare themselves more than men. It's an incredible pressure that is put on females nowadays, especially when you get into your mid to late 30s. As to why you've not had children, whether you're going to have children. And inside your own head, you're thinking, is it too late? Have I left it too late? Will I ever be a mum? And that then can lead to incredible negative comparisons with people that you see around you. And I know it's tough, and I've spoken to a few friends before that have struggled to get pregnant or have had issues, and you see other people that have got what you want, and sometimes they get it very easily. Sometimes it can be an accident, sometimes it's not planned, and you feel like it's not fair that someone's got what you want. And comparison can really, really impact you, and it builds in this negative spiral about the rest of your life, and you start really overthinking about all the negatives rather than all of the positives. One of the things that I'm starting to do now is really look at an appreciation of the things that I do have, looking and writing down a list of everything that I'm grateful for, and then telling the people in my life that I am grateful for them just helps me with that comparison, because I know where I am, I know where I want to be. And to be honest, I think doing this podcast has really helped with that, in understanding what my values are, what my drivers are, and how I can build the best future for myself that fits with my own personality and what makes me happy. I think all people, and I honestly believe at the moment that people will be comparing their lives more. I've spoken to quite a few of my friends and work colleagues that have got kids, and they've all said that all they want is just a bit of peace and quiet. I think having your kids at home 24/7 when all that's shouting is, "Mom, Dad, need you." I look at that and think, I'd like that for a bit. And they'd look at my life thinking, I want to sit on the sofa watching Netflix, and it's a bit boring when you're on your own. So I think there's always the positives that you look at, but you don't actually look at the negatives of what the thing you want, what the person's going through. In terms of my career, I think there's something in the fact that when you start out a job, especially in the early days, that you can take comparison to where you think you should be versus your own actual successes. One of my big tips for anyone who's feeling like that, because I saw something that Bumble Business posted on Instagram. They did a survey, and I think it was that 85% of people were comparing themselves to other people in their work. And in doing that, you're taking away from your own successes. I've recently done one of Google's training courses called I Am Remarkable, and it's all about speaking up, talking about your own achievements. And this, to me, if I was going to start out again, if I'd had that at the time, I would look inwardly at what I'm doing and make sure I'm putting that forward rather than comparing someone in another team that's got a completely different set of KPIs or that team might be making more revenue than your team, like the bigger business picture that you don't always think about. You just see, oh, well, we started on the same day. Why have they got promoted and I haven't? So I think really looking at your own achievements and figuring out what it is you want to be doing with your career and sticking to that goal is the best tip I can give you, rather than looking at what someone else has got. If you want that, if that's what you want to do, if you want to do that role and you want to get into that team, go for it. Just don't sit and compare and stew. So I think it's been a tough one, comparison, throughout my life. And I think knowing myself better in the last 2 years since I've been doing the podcast has definitely helped with that. And just understanding that I'm on the right track for me has been a big, big deal. How can we stop? I'm going to give you some tips now about how we can stop comparing ourselves. And I find one of the most frustrating things about comparison is that we often compare weaknesses of ourselves with the strengths of others. It's a battle we're never going to win because it's not a fair comparison. I'm going to ask Karen now for some tips on exactly what it is, how she can help, and hopefully we'll get some answers.
It's so common, comparison, and I'd say it's like a really, really common subject that does come up in the therapy room, you know, in terms of comparing ourselves to others. Now, it is a natural thing that we do to compare ourselves to others in various ways. You know, we discussed a little bit about this in the compassion session, but thinking about this drive that we have to compare ourselves to others, social comparison, it does allow us to make judgments about how we measure up. So it's like a sort of benchmark to evaluate ourselves. Beginning when we're born, you know, in school, we're comparing ourselves against our friends. You know, are we popular? Do I have friends? What are my grades like against others? And we do continue into adulthood too. So one of those ways that we can compare is, you know, maybe believing that others are better than us. So this is the type of comparison that can cause us to want to drive and improve, which is really great if it's someone who's inspired us and motivated us by our own values. But it could be a bad thing if comparison leaves us feeling less than. So our drive to improve is actually to avoid the threat rather than, you know, really to feel better about ourselves or find ourselves in a place which is appropriate to us. So we can be very hard on ourselves if we start to compare ourselves to others in our, you know, say our peers, like you say, friends. You know, we might be looking at friends and they are doing something we feel we should be doing, you know, that should word we can get caught up in. So we can engage in shame or self-criticism, feeling less than. That goes hand in hand with negative mental health. So if we are comparing ourselves, we can be forgiven for this. Being caught up in this modern world, it's not our fault and not our design. And even if we don't want to compare, we can't help getting drawn into it sometimes. So offering compassion to the fact is a good start, you know, accepting that this is part of being a human and it's part of life and it's understandable. But if it does feel like a problem, then let's take responsibility to change it. You know, you're not on your own there.
What would you say are the tips then of how to manage that comparison?
I mean, we're living in a comparison world and we've got a platform in which to do it there. And, you know, look at how you're using social media for starters, I suppose. So how are you using it? Are you using it to compare yourself against others in a way that leaves you feeling bad about yourself? So, you know, if you are feeling bad because you're looking at social media and it's not really in a way to connect with others or feel like, you know, you're keeping up with people's lives in a positive way. So just to acknowledge that, you know, with social media, we can all see the best bits of others' lives here, but it's not a true representation. Now, behind every parent that looks like they're bossing it at home, you know, with the homeschooling as well as homeworking, as well as being the perfect friend, there's a person there who's dealing with stress and pressure to spin all of the plates. And they might be having arguments at home with their children or partner. But of course, we don't want to put that version of ourselves out because we could be judged as not being up to standard. So it's useful just to recognize, you know, using a compassion approach in this, it's ideal to think about, okay, acknowledge how am I feeling right now? you know, what are the feelings that are coming up for me here? So this is where we, you know, courageously face that feeling instead of avoiding it. Think about, what is this feeling? Am I feeling not good enough here? Am I feeling like I should be keeping up with something? And okay, so acknowledging the common humanity here. So we all have our own insecurities and we all get caught up in the same comparison game. And, you know, we're all living that life behind the screen and behind social media. So unless others are inspiring your direction in life in a positive way, it'd be useful to refocus your attention on your own values and whether your life reflects what's important to you in a way that's relevant to you right now. So, you know, we might be comparing ourselves against people who are living a completely different life or a life that we don't really feel is appropriate to us. So if there is a lack of balance in your life and you feel like there could be some positive improvements, then you could invest some time in this area. So use that as a positive motivation if you recognize there are some feelings there that, you know, need attention. So I have some questions here that could be useful. So if we were to just pause for a moment and sort of center ourselves and just maybe focus on that part, you know, acknowledge the common humanity that we're all, you know, we're all stuck in this comparison trap and it's not our fault. You know, we're all at the end of the day just human and trying our best. So let's have a think about creating personal, authentic contentment or success. So just think about these questions for a moment. What would you do if nobody judged you? What has fear or failure stopped you from doing before? Have you done something worth acknowledging lately? Is there something you've always wanted to do? What is success to you? What makes you feel good about yourself? What do you admire most in the world? In order of importance, how would you rank happiness, money, time, love, health or status? Do you believe in what you're doing? Or are you doing what you think you should be doing? In 1 year from today, how do you want to be different? What are you thankful for? What do you need to let go of? And if you haven't achieved it yet, what have you got to lose? You know, integrating that compassionate approach that we used last time, this is it. You know, let's face this feeling of difficulty that we experience when we are feeling the need to compare. And if there are some difficult feelings arising, then just pause for a moment and say, okay, what is this? You know, what do I need here really? Rather than, you know, striving to drive and then feel like we need to keep up or go and change something, let's sit with the feeling and then refocus and think, well, what about me? What's right for me? It's all about looking at your own values, really, and reconnecting with yourself. Otherwise, you know, we begin, you know, long-term impacts, we become detached from who we are as a person. If we're focusing too much on comparison to others, or the drive to achieve or get better is from that position of threat, that could be bad. So a threat-motivated drive leads us away from who we really are, more interested in keeping up with who we think we should be, so we lose sight of who we are, who our real self is, what our needs are, you know, walking a path that somebody else's, and that leads to negative mental health and lack of contentment. The worst thing is, because the way our brain works, and if we are feeling under threat in one way or another, we tend to focus on threat. So it's more like, what don't I have, or what am I missing, and, you know, why is my life not good enough? So we could practice gratitude as well and acknowledge, okay, you know, if someone else was looking in on my life, what might they be thinking about me?
Thank you, Karen. Amazing stuff you brought out there. I know people are going to find that so useful. And we will see you again in a couple of weeks.
Pleasure. Good to be with you all.
This topic is something that I've been mulling over for some time, and I'm so pleased I got to share my rambling thoughts and the stuff that's been in my brain for such a long time about it. And hopefully you'll be able to work on it together with some of the tips that we talked through. I want to say a massive thank you to Karen again for sharing some incredible insights, and I hope you found it valuable. I look forward to seeing you all again next week.